Long-standing rules have allowed Senate Democrats to stymie Republican efforts to cut funding for the Department of Homeland Security, Obamacare, and Planned Parenthood, and kept Republicans from voting against the president's recent agreement on Iran's nuclear program. That inability by Republicans to put promised legislation on the president's desk has infuriated the conservative base and has prompted far-right House members to demand a harsher stance with both the White House and the Senate.
Over and over, House Republicans find that their priorities hit a roadblock in the Senate.
Sarah Binder is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institute.
If they could get to an up or down vote, they'd have a chance on most of these issues because it just takes 51 votes to pass something in the Senate, but it takes 60 to put the issue on the floor.
The 54 Republican senators fall short of the 60-vote threshold to overcome the ability of Democrats to filibuster Republican initiatives. Baldwin Republican Representative Ann Wagner says the Senate should change its rules. She says voters are angry and frustrated with the lack of progress, and she says Senate Republican leaders should learn from what's happening in the House.
We're going to get leadership that's going to call the Senate out about the fact that they are not moving our 346 good pieces of legislation because they won't even have a debate on it because they insist on a 60-vote threshold. That's baloney. The people are fed up.
Binder says such complaints from the House typically fall on deaf ears. But she says the Senate modified the filibuster rule based on its own frustrations. When Republicans were in the minority, they filibustered hundreds of President Obama's appointments.
We saw Democrats under Harry Reid when he was the majority leader in 2013 whittle back the filibuster so that you can no longer filibuster judicial appointments or executive appointments.
Now, as Senate Democrats block spending bills to try to get Republicans to negotiate an end to the sequester, Republicans are crying foul. Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt.
The Appropriations Committee, for the first time in 6 years, produced every bill and produced every bill early, in almost all cases with big bipartisan votes. What would be wrong with debating those bills?
St. Louis Public Radio has confirmed that Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is asking Blunt and others to review the current rules. Blunt is chairman of the Rules Committee.
I think the goal here is to find out if there are obstacles in the current Senate rules to putting legislation on the president's desk. And I've been saying that we should look at that. I think that's something that we're going to turn to as we look toward the future of the next Congress.
Blunt says with a closely divided Congress and before the outcome of the next election is known, now may be a good time to begin looking at a rule change that he says would benefit the institution but doesn't necessarily benefit either side. Missouri Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says she hopes Republicans don't go down this road. She also says they'd gain little from changing the filibuster rule unless they were confident of electing a Republican president. That's because it's doubtful that Republicans would have enough votes to override presidential vetoes.
I believe some of the more thoughtful Republicans are thinking, what would this actually get us other than the possibility of the minority having no real voice if we were ever in the minority again?
Senate historian emeritus Donald Ritchie says empowering the minority goes to the very function of the Senate as envisioned by the framers of the Constitution.
Our Constitution divides up power between three branches and then divides legislative power between two houses. So everything takes time and everything requires you to, you know, negotiate and to compromise and to try to find some sort of common ground. That's actually deliberately written into the system.
Ritchie says the framers designed the Senate to slow controversial legislation, cool passions, and encourage compromise. He said had the framers wanted an efficient government, there would have been no need for the Senate. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard, St. Louis Public Radio.